This is Richard Brown Baker in Huntington, Massachusetts, about to talk with Richard Stankiewicz concerning a Hunza gallery. Richard, you were one of the early members of the Hunza gallery. You were not the person who initiated the idea, were you?
No. The first I heard of it was from Felix Basilis, who is a painter, you know. And he came around to the studio once and told us that a group was forming to make up a cooperative gallery.
Do you remember what year this was?
That was in late 1951.
And you had known Felix, of course, at the Hoffman School.
Yes, we were acquainted through the Hoffman School.
Did you know the other artists whom he mentioned at that time?
Only some of them, not all of them. But he came and he said that this group was trying to organize and get around the impossibility of having shows uptown by having their own gallery. And he said that Gene and I had been mentioned as possible members and wanted to know if we'd be interested.
And Gene Follett.
Yes. And we said perhaps, and so we went to a meeting at Jane Wilson's house. I think perhaps Jane Wilson and her husband, John Gruen, were the instigators of the plan.
Oh, they may have had the original idea, yes.
Yes, or they were one of the people who did.
John Gruen, who is now an art writer for the Herald Tribune, is also a musical composer, is that correct?
Yes.
And Jane Wilson, I believe, worked as a model?
Yes, she used to be photographed for magazines.
In addition to painting, yes.
Yes. I don't know if she still models.
Well, anyway, she was a model at that time, quite a young woman.
Uh-huh.
But who else was at that meeting?
Well, unfortunately, I've been trying to remember, and they don't all come to mind, but there was Jane Wilson, John Gruen, Felix Basilis, Gene Follett, Wolf Kahn, Arnold Singer, Leatrice Rose.
Rose. Now, I've never heard of her. I don't think. Is she still exhibits?
I haven't heard of her for a long time. She's married to Clem Greenberg's brother. Name. Something else. Let's see.
What took place at this meeting? This would have been perhaps not the initial meeting, because this other group, I suppose, informally talked together, like Felix and Jane Wilson.
Uh-huh.
So.
It was the first time, though, that the whole group was together all at once.
Who presided?
I believe John Gruen did.
Mm-hmm.
it was in their apartment. Well, as a consequence of this meeting and a couple of others like it, we did agree to undertake a gallery. And then we went into the usual thing of organizing committees for this, that, and the other thing, the most important of which was one to find premises. And after a certain time, we did succeed in finding a loft on 4th Avenue and 12th Street. It was upstairs over a shop of some kind, I think building maintenance shop. And then we spent a long time putting the place into shape, fixing the walls and finishing the floor and installing a lighting system that would suit a gallery.
You artists did this work yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You participated personally.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I designed the lighting and switching system, and everybody pitched in to do the actual work.
Now, the motivating force of this was just to provide opportunity for you hitherto unexhibited artists to show your work to the public. You weren't expecting to make much money, especially.
No, it was taken for granted that financially it would be a tough proposition, and probably wouldn't pay off, but the important thing was to have a place to show. In those days,